Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jeff Hathorn has joined us, our sports director, a wonderful man. As we all know, time is limited here. Jeff, we're in the middle of the schedule. You're jumping in midstream.
All right.
You've done this before. Here's how it works. We're going to give the opponent. Limits is going to play a clip from a Steeler game against that opponent from their history. And then we're going to... perhaps each share one quick memory from, I don't know, the history of Steelers-Bills, for example, and then a prediction on the game. He's keeping a running tabulation or a running tab on myself, Bob, and him. You're jumping in midstream. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Bob, how are you? Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. We've been ready. So we're the back half of the schedule now, which gets much more difficult.
Week 10, the Bengals rematch. This time they pay a visit to Acrisure at 1 p.m. Limits.
And, the Cincinnati Bengals brought this memory years ago.
Roethlisberger from the pocket. Middle of the field, incomplete.
Push the throw. Oh, a flag does come in. Went to the head. Lewis Harris is going to be flagged for this on the hit on Antonio Brown, and it's going to put the Steelers in field goal range. Perfect was in there too.
Perfect is coming across the field. I saw it. I thought it was him.
Yeah, and I know that they both were in on the coverages at 55 or 37.
Personal foul, defense number 55. 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
How about that?
Those were the idiot Bengals, Jeff. Any other memory come to mind from the history of this series for you? Especially that was a road game, but especially when the Bengals come here.
The Escaloozer is just such a memory.
Yeah.
That's a daily reminder.
The thing I remember is Joey's dad, when they won the playoff game, is you tell Chad Johnson, get his own black and white TV. Because remember, he had said the Steelers were old news, like a black and white TV.
Right, that was back in 05.
And that locker room was one of the most joyous locker rooms I have ever been in.
Bob, a home game against the Bengals come to mind?
I'm sorry, I'm mildly distracted. But yes, let's see. Home game. All the stuff I think of happened in Cincinnati.
A lot
I can't
has
think
happened
of
in Cincinnati. I'll go with Arthur Smith giving the frozen cadaver that was Cordarrelle Patterson a key carry late in the game last year. How's
well,
that?
Well, I just that whole
Still
game
on the
last year.
How about
was
the
awful.
Time Rudolph saved Christmas against the Bengals? Remember that from 2 years
yes.
ago?
Yes.
Why don't we go with that one?
We could go with that one, sure.
All right, predictions. Jeff, you go first. Give me a score and a winner.
Bengals 31, Steelers 17.
I think the Steelers win the rematch 20-17. I think they bang up Burrow and Boz wins it late, Bob.
I agree with that. I had them losing in Cincinnati on that Thursday night game. The Steelers bounce back in this game and win it 28-27.
Twin Cities?
Ooh, I think the Steelers will win it 28-24. How about that? Steelers, across the board for the last three of us. Well, the next game, Joe. What memories we have of this one?
Oh, my.
Week 11 at the Bears.
Second down and goal. They go to Bettis again. Bettis gets hit. Still driving. Touchdown.
Urlacher. Roadkill.
Runs over Brian Urlacher, one of the greatest moments, one of the most iconic plays in Steeler history.
And that was a run where they were 7-5 at the time, and they had to run everything, and they did.
I sadly, because it was such a huge issue, can't think about playing in Chicago without the kneel and Villanueva.
Villanueva and the national anthem and all that.
Us running down after the game and not even talking about the game, which they lost.
Which they lost to Mike Glennon
for a second
time.
Was about that situation with Villanueva.
Exactly. Surprisingly, the Bears lead the all-time series against the Steelers, 19-8-1. One little tie in there. I'm going to go Steelers 23, Bears 21. You may remember that Aaron Rodgers called himself a part owner of the Bears. If he's the quarterback and they win this game, he improves to 25-5 against this team. Bob,
that's
what
a very
got?
Good take, and you're right about that one. So he and they'll be fired up if he is. So I think the Steelers will win this game, and I think it'll be a low-scoring affair, 19-17.
Jeff?
Steelers 21-17.
And Wonder Twin?
Bears 21-17.
Give some rationale for that limits.
I think that Caleb Williams and that offense is going to be vastly improved. The Bears' defense is solid, and their corner won't be mocking the opposing, won't be mocking their own fans in this game like they were.
Ben Johnson
Washington
has a lot. He's going to make them better.
On a Hail Mary attempt.
He might make them better. All right. Week 12, the Buffalo Bills.
This is when it gets dicey.
Yeah, this is it really does get dicey here from this week to the rest of the season. Really, I mean, Bengals and Bears. But week 12, the Bills come to town 4:25. P.M. Limits.
Petrie with a nice block at the guard. Going deep. He's got Johnson. Oh, he dropped the ball. That would have been the game winner.
And we said that Fitzpatrick was fearless. He takes a shot down the field, working against Taylor with Clark coming over. And all he has to do is hold on to it. And the Bills are going to have their third consecutive win.
Stevie Johnson drops an easy touchdown pass in overhand in overtime and then blames God on Twitter. Do you remember that,
Bob? I remember that. I first saw that. I thought of Jackie Smith. Then I said, and then for him to come out the way he did and looking for blame, of all the people he could have blamed, starting with himself, he blames God for this.
Jeff, a Bill Steelers memory from...
Have they ever played here? It seems like all the memories
preseason
are at Buffalo.
A lot, yeah.
I mean, the shoveling of the snow in the playoff game last time, but that win up there, the season opener, Bills coming off the
Miles
AFC
Killebrew.
Championship
yes.
game, and Miles Killebrew.
Right.
Yes.
And that was the TJ contract situation. So he went in, I think he had a sack and a half.
They hammered Josh Allen in that game.
It was a great win for them.
For me, I think of a Le'Veon Bell running for a franchise record 236 yards. In the snow in Buffalo, but I
think of Willie Parker also. Willie Parker had one of his best games ever in Buffalo.
One of his first games too. Yeah. Oh, that's a great call. Pitt was in the Fiesta Bowl.
Right.
The Bills needed to make the playoffs under Tom Donahoe as their GM, and the Steelers played their JV team because they were already clinched, and Willie Parker and James Harrison had big games.
Big games. And
you're right,
them.
Le'Veon was so good that day.
Yeah. I mean, 236 yards. I'm going to go Bills 34, Steelers 24. I mean, Josh Allen is going to be at that point enhancing, I think, an MVP resume. I don't think they can stop him. Larry Ogunjobi will finish that game for the Bills with one tackle and no assists, Bob.
I'm going to say the Steelers pull an upset here, and I'm going back to their record. Since 2019, on Sunday, 425 games, they are 571 win percentage. I think this will bring out the best in them. I think Buffalo will have things in cruise control a little bit, and I think the Steelers will surprise them with a 24-22 win.
Holy bird milk, Bob.
Mason had the closest Steeler playoff game in recent memory.
Right.
Yeah.
At Buffalo. Bills will win it 38-17.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A little bit of a shootout. Bills 31-24. Good game that's played, but the home team doesn't win.
The gauntlet continues, Jeff, over these final, I think it's final 10 games. Warren Sharp said the Steelers, based on you know, projected wins this season, have the toughest schedule by far in the NFL. Again, down the stretch. And it just continues in week 13, assuming everybody's healthy. They go to face Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. A Steelers-Ravens memory from Baltimore, Bob, perhaps for you. Santonio Holmes at the goal line. Ben Roethlisberger to Isaac Redmond after he had his nose broken.
Nose broken is the one that stands out for me more than anything. Just the fact that he played that game, nose broken, bloody, and he still made plays.
Jeff, Kenny Pickett to Najee.
There's so many, but one that you guys didn't mention. Bob Spillane, of all people. Picking it off and then putting the finger in the air as he goes into the end
zone. Lamar,
he
picks off a two-time
MVP. That's what he did. I
mean, of all. And then for him to kind of showboat his way into the end zone.
It was incredible. Awesome. Yes. So last time they played in Baltimore, the Ravens ran for 299 yards.
They get their two big stars back. Meanwhile, there goes Henry. There goes Henry all the way for the touchdown.
There went Henry. This time the Ravens will only run for 298, Jeff. Ravens 28, Steelers 17. You're thinking about this one, aren't you? Maybe with no Russ pick six, it could be different.
Ravens 24, Steelers 23.
Bob?
I like the Ravens too. Again, only because I just picked them to beat the Bills. They're not going to pull two of these off in a row. So I think it'll be another run-heavy game, and they have the advantage when it comes to running. So I'm going to say a rainy day in Baltimore produces a 16-13 Baltimore win.
Limits?
I think the Steelers are going to pull out a victory in this one. It's going to be 14-10. The Steelers pull it off. They have a tendency of winning in Baltimore.
Week 14, Mike McDaniel's vaping on the sidelines as the Dolphins come to town for Monday Night Football.
Second and nine. Good play action. Moore finds some time. Gets away from Tuitt. Here comes Harrison chasing. Moore, oh my goodness. Moore is absolutely walloped. I don't know how he's going to get up.
Insane.
Penalty.
One of the craziest hits I've ever seen, Bud Dupree on Matt Moore.
The only one I thought was worse was Mike Tomczak, who spun into, I forget who it was with the Detroit Lions, and he absolutely, he suffered a broken sternum. Or a bruised sternum, or something in his sternum. He got hit. He had no idea. He was scrambling, turned around, and boom. I forget who it was who did him from Detroit, but I remember that.
This is the James Daniels Bowl. A memory for me from all of history against the Dolphins would be the Muddy Night Football game where there was a malfunction over at the stadium.
Yes.
And the Steelers win 3-0 in the rain and mud, and they have a punt that sticks in the ground like
that's
a javelin.
That's a 3-0 game.
Incredible.
How about Ben's first win in Miami in the rain?
How about the hurricane? Like there was a hurricane.
That was
down
it.
There.
The same game.
What was Hurricane Gene? Was that what it was?
Wow. I don't know, Bob.
I don't know.
It was a long time ago.
How about when Lawrence Timmons threw up in the end zone?
When Lawrence Timmons threw up in the end zone. How about the Larry Seipel fake punt, Bob? You were just a child.
I remember that.
Did you cry that day?
Yeah, I remember Dan Marino torturing them in a game.
The AFC Championship.
Was it the AFC Championship?
Or divisional game, maybe. Maybe it was a divisional game.
Mark Malone was a Steelers quarterback. It was like 50-something to
remember how much he looked like Tom Selleck, Jeff? Mark Malone?
Yeah.
He played like him, too.
My prediction here is Steelers 29, Dolphins 9. I think the Dolphins will already be in complete disarray, and I actually think McDaniel might be fired by then. I think they're a disaster, although Artie Burns will have an interception in this game, Bob. You didn't even know he was still in the league. He plays for the Dolphins.
I knew he was.
Who do you got in this one?
Is that why you have 9? Burns is getting intercepted, run the wrong way for a safety?
He may pull a Jim Marshall, yes. What do you got in this one, Bob?
I have the Steelers winning fairly easily here. I'm going to say the easiest game of the year, 24-6.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm right around the same area, 31-7.
Limits?
Blowout, 24-7.
We all have a blowout. Week 15 might be the most talented team the Steelers play all season at the Lions at 4:25 p.m.
Who will call it from Pittsburgh? Number 36, heads, tails, heads. Call it plays in the air. Heads is the call. He said heads, it is a tails.
Oh, I believe he said tails. He did.
Take the ball?
Look at Jerome Bettis. He's still, what's going on?
He's changing the head. Which way you want to go?
Oh, man.
Detroit has won the toss. We'll receive.
Jerome Bettis said tails. Oh, my. Well, we'll find out.
Phil Luckett, Bob, what do you remember about that day?
He lost his hearing because it sounded like tails. And how about that? A simple little thing like call it before it goes in the air. That's the new norm. But no one thought of that before. I guess they never had a coin toss controversy like this. Why not just do it that way? But we never thought in the air, call it.
Amazing.
I was traumatized as a kid. We had family down from Michigan, the big Lions fan. It's Thanksgiving. It's Steelers-Lions. You're sitting in front of the TV, and Cliff Stout and Mark Malone combine to throw 5 picks, and they lose 45-3. The score may not be that much different this time.
Well, I remember the time. It was the only football game my daughter ever went to. It was in Detroit, and Ben and Juju hooked up a 97-yard touchdown pass. Man, this is a tough one, but I think the Steelers are going to show up for this one. However, I think it's going to be Lions 31, Steelers 27. Jack Sawyer is going to have a big game because he's going to be frothing at the mouth because it's a team from Michigan, Bob. But I think in the end, the Lions have too much. 31-27.
I think the Steelers will make it a game, but they'll lose because the Detroit Lions at that point should be really getting ready for a playoff burst. So I would and Jared Goff still can just slice and dice defenses. So
yeah,
I'm going to say 27-17 Lions.
Yeah, Lions are going to need this for the division, 28-10.
Limits?
I think the Lions put on a really good performance in this one, 35-17, the final.
Week 16, as we draw to a close here, another dreaded trip to Cleveland, where the likes of Jameis Winston and DTR have beaten the Steelers the past 2 years. It's a 1 p.m. game against the Browns.
Steelers down by 3, and 3 to go. Landry Jones, it's caught! Pittsburgh wins! Kobe Hamilton, 26-yard touchdown throw! Landry Jones, and the Steelers finish the season with 11 wins and 7 in a row.
And I believe the Browns went 0-16.
0-16 Browns, yep.
That's one memory from Steelers at Browns, Jeff. I think you and I were in the press box for another when James Harrison body slammed a drunken Browns fan.
That still is alive and well on social media.
The coldest game I've ever been to was that one
Thursday night.
Oh,
8 sacks.
That was freezing. But the one I remember, I'm an intern at the radio station in Columbus. I get to go up to cover the Steelers. Bill Cowher, right? It's Steelers Browns. And that's when Eric Metcalf had the 2 punt returns for touchdowns. Oh. And Cowher, did you guys ever cover a game in Cleveland? You used to have to go in that trailer,
which was inside
that, like, fans walked by the trailer and would pound on it. And Cowher's sitting there, and people kept getting their microphones too close to him, and he lowered. And he's just spitting everywhere, and you're sitting there just absorbing all this spit. It was an amazing memory.
He was a hell of a player, Eric Metcalf. Oh. Bob? What do you have as a prediction in this one?
See, this is a tricky game because it falls between the Lions and the Ravens, and it should be a must-win for the Steelers. But that one's going to be a tricky one for me. So I'm going to say the first tie of the season.
You've got to be kidding me because I said that too.
17-17. You just did?
What?
I did. I have it in the post.
You didn't say it here now.
No, okay. It's okay. 17, we both 17. Have a tie. I have the final score as 8-8. Jeff, you?
8-8. That'll be the first 8-8 game in NFL history.
I've got Steelers 26-13.
Limits?
I had the Steelers winning 21-10.
All right. So we get to week 17. The question here for me, we've seen a number of times where they play the Ravens in the last game of the year and the Ravens JV team shows up because they have things all settled. That's happened 3 times in maybe the last 10 years, including twice in the last 3 or 4 years. So that's one question. The other is what's going to be at stake in this game? Limits, it's week 17 at home this time against the Ravens.
Picked off Polamalu. Polamalu going right. The field is open. Aaron Smith shields. Flacco. Polamalu takes it home. Super Bowl 43. Pittsburgh might be bound for that thanks to number 43.
Great call. Great call.
Nance is so good with those calls. And he just knows when to throw in what he needs to throw in. That's why
so
I love him.
So good. God, is that good. And it was the greatest play in the history of that stadium. We all agree. Greatest moment.
Yeah. That's the memory. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's the memory. You're right. However, I do think the Ravens will have things wrapped up, and I think the Steelers are going to win this game 19-16. Jeff?
I have the Steelers 20-14.
Steelers win 23-16.
If Rudolph plays, does he get his helmet, the mask of his helmet ripped off, Bob?
I don't know.
Mike Tomlin will say, I don't do carts and things of that nature when he's asked, why wasn't there a cart to take him off the field?
Mason's on a, one game winning streak against them?
I think he is. What do you got, Limits?
Ask somebody that's in charge of that. I don't drive carts and things of that nature.
That was an all-time quote.
Things of that nature.
What about the near sideline interference? Was that at home
Kobe
or at
Jones?
That was down in Baltimore. Yeah. Baltimore.
I mean, there have been, so many.
That's why they're rivalries.
It feels like the home games against the Ravens come down to the final play a lot. Last year it did. Remember? Dean Lowry was involved in that play. He was. He chased down Lamar. Limits, what do you got?
I have the Ravens winning this game, so the Steelers and Ravens split. Really thought about taking the Steelers, but 17-14 Baltimore.
I'm very curious to hear, and Jeff came in midstream, but he can give us a record, his final record, but how our records turned out. We'll do that next. Bob and I and Limits. I think Bob may have inadvertently picked the Steelers to have a losing record. That's what I was hearing. I don't know, though.
I don't know what I did. I just went by game by game.
Yeah, game by game, and that's why it's interesting. We'll do that next, and we'll wrap up the day with Jeff Hathorn here joining us.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.